combination of all things, because I have different things on all of my different instruments. But we all are using these, I guess Matt is too, these radial tone bone preamps, which are awesome. They're big boxes, you know, a lot to lug around, but I've been really happy with, I pair them with, on my octave mandolin and my mandolin, I have K and K pickups, and that particular combination is really awesome. And I think it's a lot about, I've kind of messed around with different combinations for a while, you know, with all these different instruments. I think it's about figuring out what works for you and kind of the different combo. It's great for me to have the preamps, the tone bones, because I'm switching out constantly so I can like mute each thing as opposed to having them all, you know, not. But also you can kind of blend it yourself. It's little boxes, kind of. If you want to come up afterwards and look at them, you can. Do you want to say what your mic is?
Yeah, I'm just using a Bartlett clip-on microphone that mounts under the bridge and blending that with a pickup.
It's an LR
Bax pickup.
I play the cello.
Cool. Thanks, Matt.
That's all I'm really sure of in life right now.
That's good. That's good that you know that. I switch around between a lot of different tunings on the banjos. So I'm capoed up right now. So if I wasn't, then that would be G, like a modal G. Modal being like that note. So that's G there. And then I tune that note up and it makes it a kind of like a cool mountain tuning. But a lot of the time I use this double C tuning, which I tune this one down, and they call it double C because there's the two octaves C there. I kind of switch between those two mostly in the songs that, at least when we play in our sets, you know. There's so many tunings, though, that you can mess around with, especially on the clawhammer banjo. So yeah, that one was in that kind of modal A one, though. So, say that again. I guess initially I kind of like worked my way backwards in terms of my influences on the banjo. I was really influenced by Abigail Washburn. Being a young girl, you know, getting into music, I was about 13 or 14 when I first picked up the banjo, because I was into mandolin before that. And just being a young girl, like to have someone like Abby to look up to, she's this amazing musician and woman, and I loved her playing, I loved her songs, and that's really kind of how I first got into it. This, also simultaneously, this bluegrass jam that I went to every Friday night in Wimberley, this guy Bernard Malberg would always bring his clawhammer banjo every Friday, and I just loved the sound, and he was kind of the first one to teach me how to play, and he actually built this banjo that I have here, which is awesome. It's a six string, which is rare. Six string not meaning like the git Joe. It's not tuned like a guitar. It's like the normal five string, but with this extra low string down here, which is really sweet. It's kind of droney. So I guess those two initially, and then, you know, I worked, Dirk Powell is another favorite player, and then obviously you go back, you know, like I was actually really into this album, this guy Bascom Lamar Lunsford. It's like on the Smithsonian Folkways recording, and he has, you know, it's from way long ago in the Appalachian Mountains, and he's a great player. So those were kind of a few of the initial things that I was really into in terms of the banjo. Yeah. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
You know someone named Alex who plays the fiddle too? That's awesome. Sweet. That's amazing. Is it your brother? You just know someone. That's cool. Well, cool. Well, I guess Alex is a good name for fiddle players then. Thanks for telling me that. We're gonna go way back and play a tune that we hardly ever play anymore, but it's from my first CD, a tune of mine called Can't Hide. String banjo wasn't hard to tune enough, you know. I have to go and get a 6-string.